Words of encouragement to workers in the home missionary field. Unreserved surrender. St. Helena, California, August 9, 1903. He said unto them, "Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels." Mark 8, verse 34 to 36. Luke 9, verse 26. Those who would at last be admitted into the heavenly courts must here give themselves, body, soul, and spirit, to the service of Him who has paid the price of their redemption. All that we have and are belongs to the Lord. "Ye are not your own," the apostle declares, "for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." The foundation of our work was laid in sacrifice, and in sacrifice the work is to be carried forward. My brother, my sister, are you willing to follow Christ's example of self-denial? He gave his life to save perishing souls. Have you consecrated yourself wholly to the Lord? Can he use you as a vessel unto honor? Are you faithfully acting your part in his cause? To every man, God has given his work. He expects every believer to cooperate with him in the work of soul saving. When his cause is suffering for means, how can anyone withhold his service, refusing to take up the cross daily and practice self-denial for Christ's sake? The fulfillment of the promise that we shall be joint heirs with Christ rests upon our willingness to deny self. When Christ takes possession of his kingdom, it will be those that in this world have followed him in self-denial and sacrifice who will receive the reward of everlasting life. Christ's call to sacrifice and unreserved surrender means the crucifixion of self. In order to obey this call, we must have unquestioning faith in him as the perfect example, and we must have a clear realization that we are to represent him to the world. Those who work for Christ are to work in his lines. They are to live his life. His call to unreserved surrender is to be to them supreme. They are to allow no earthly tie or interest to prevent them from giving him the homage of their hearts and the service of their lives. Earnestly and untiringly, they are to labor with God to save souls from the power of the tempter. Those who are thus connected with Christ learn constantly of him, passing through the successive stages of progress in Christian experience. Difficulty and perplexity come to them that they may learn more perfectly the will and way of Christ. But they pray and believe, and by exercise their faith increases. "Take my yoke upon you," Christ said, as in human nature he lived and worked upon this earth. Constantly he wore the yoke of submission, meeting the difficulties that human beings must meet, bearing the trials that they must bear. The enemy will continually assail us as he assailed Christ, bringing against us strong temptation. But for every one there is a way of escape. "Take my yoke upon you," Christ says, "and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11, verse 29-30.